Even though?
Even though.
Tapping's pretty cool.
Tapping's pretty cool.
But it's not giving me all the answers.
It's not giving me all the answers.
And let's face it.
And let's face it.
It's not fast enough.
It's not fast enough.
It's not a quick fix.
It's not a quick fix.
I'm still looking for that pill.
I'm still looking for that pill.
That one that doesn't wear off. All the ways.
All the ways.
I still want to fix something.
I still want to fix something.
Me.
Me.
Them.
Them.
Others.
Others.
The planet.
Planet.
All the ways.
All the ways.
I've been brainwashed.
I've been brainwashed.
Programmed.
Programmed.
That I gotta fix it. And if there's nothing to fix, I'll create mental suffering.
I'll create mental suffering.
So that there's something to feel bad about.
All the ways.
We have not evolved yet.
We have not evolved yet.
Into prolonged periods.
Into prolonged periods.
Of ease.
Of ease.
Of happiness.
Of happiness.
Of feeling safe.
Of feeling safe.
Just hasn't happened yet.
Yes.
It's not possible yet.
It's not possible yet.
And I simply volunteer.
Simply volunteer.
To be the pioneers.
Be the pioneers.
Of exploring.
Of exploring.
What it's like.
What it's like.
To live on a planet of contrast.
To live on a planet of contrast.
To know great pain and suffering.
To know great pain and suffering.
And practice my way.
Practice my way.
Into prolonged.
Prolonged.
Moments of ease,
prolonged,
prolonged
hours
of peace,
prolonged
days
of acceptance,
prolonged
weeks
of curiosity.
I love my Father.
And yet I don't know him.
How can I know him?
A different era.
A different consciousness.
A different gender.
A different calling.
What if I could
release all attachment?
All addiction.
To the need to feel bad.
And simply know
it is enough
to love my Father.
To love myself.
Can't go there.
I'm not enough.
That's what we are taught.
From the moment we take our first breath,
we are taught.
We remember.
We are not enough.
And then we live a lifetime
collecting evidence
that we're not enough.
That we can't fix the planet.
We can't give
what our parents can receive.
We can't be
what our siblings think we could be.
All the ways.
I'm trapped
in a field,
an habitual field,
that I am not enough.
I want to see it differently.
I want to see it differently.
I want to remember.
I didn't come here
to accomplish it all
for everyone.
I'm only here
to witness,
to participate,
to give and receive
in one body,
in one consciousness,
even as I'm aware
of being something bigger than me.
I want to get clear.
I want to get powerful.
And being fully
in my experience
in this dimension,
on this planet,
at this time,
in one body.
And all the ways my energies
are scattered everywhere,
suffering
in other areas of the planet,
suffering
for other species,
for other families,
for other religions,
for other politics.
All the ways my energies
are scattered so thinly
that I can't find my way
into the power of me.
I'm not here to fix it all.
I'm not here to change it all.
I'm not here to learn it all.
I'm not here to give it all.
I'm not here to receive it all.
I'm here to witness
great contrast.
I'm here
to be the witness
of other people's choice,
conscious or unconscious.
I'm here to witness other people's habits of suffering, because I am that too. And today I'm choosing to remember that I signed up. That somewhere I said yes. Wake me up so that I can remember the power of knowing my limitations and feeling safe and strong and clear even within that. I'm not here to fix it. I'm here to choose my own knowing of what I'm capable of and align with that. And I want to forgive all those that cannot receive what I so want to give. And I'm here to forgive me for getting confused about what I'm capable of and what I agreed to. And I'm here to find my way into holding steady so that I might be the catalyst within my own experience for the change I want for all of us. And I forgive those unwilling to change. And I forgive those who didn't agree to change. And I forgive those who have forgotten that they can change. And I forgive. I forgive. I forgive me for wanting so much more from everyone. I am choosing to align with a new frequency where it is enough to witness every person's experience without fixing it. I don't know how God does it. Pretty much pisses me off. And now I want to give myself permission to raise my frequency so that I too might lovingly, powerfully witness other people's experiences without choosing to fix anything. I want to be the witness that holds great compassion, great light, great love, great possibility. I want to see my family, my friends, the stranger, in all their pain, in all their habits, in all their lostness, in all their self-sabotage, and even in their glory, and even in their strength, and even in their contribution. I want to see, I want to accept and disengage from the painful fear story that there's something to fix. I really want to let that go. If I could fix me, I would already be fixed. If I could fix the planet, it would already be fixed. If I could fix someone else, they would already be fixed. All the ways we're attached to suffering through the paradigm that there's something to fix. I don't understand life. I don't understand our species. I don't understand pain, disease, loss, self-sabotage, betrayal, abandonment, hunger, accidents. And I want to know the power of observing life, witnessing life, choosing to love life without believing that there's something to fix and I don't know how. I really want to let that go. I want to show up as powerfully as is allowed, as witness, as the one who accepts, the one who listens, the one that can be safe in my own experience of me. And this would be a lot easier If I could sleep a month at a time. And when my head is on the pillow.
My head is on the pillow.
And I think the words.
And I think the words.
My head is on the pillow.
My head is on the pillow.
I am asking for a direct line. To a higher intelligence.
To an older wisdom.
That reassures me that I am here as a witness. Not to fix.
Not to believe I'm
stuck. Not to believe they're stuck. But here is a witness of the messiness, the chaos, the goodness, the delightful surprises, the potential, the possibilities, the gifts, the loss, the devastation. I am here to witness the great contrast of the planet and find my way into knowing the power of me. And when my head is on the pillow and I think the words, my head is on the pillow, I invite this body to remember whatever it needs to remember, to sleep, to sleep deeply, strongly, refreshingly, healingly. When my head is on the pillow and I think the words, my head is on the pillow, I want a direct, powerful line to get a new download. I have participated in suffering, in this belief that I am not worthy. I am not strong enough, smart enough, good enough to fix what needs to be fixed. And I want a new download. It's not about fixing. It's not about fixing. It's about presence. And I don't know how to be present when I'm busy fixing. And so wouldn't it be nice if the light could come right on when my head is on the pillow and I think the words. My head is on the pillow. I want a direct line to a higher intelligence, to an older wisdom, to support me as a pioneer moving forward in the experience, in the unknown experience of self-love and self-worthiness. I am a beloved child of a good Creator, even if I can't see how that works out. I am a beloved child of a loving Creator. And I do deserve to awaken, to be present, to know the goodness, the rightness of being me. Okay, big breath. Yes, I want that download. See, I spent like 2 years, this is before I knew tapping, and I would mantra, that's not my job. That's not my job. That's not my job. I so wanted to fix or advise or coach or change or help others. And I think it was about 2 years. Not my job. Not my job. Not my job.